The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Here's the bottom line of this. You can't ballast harvest in Georgia. What turned this around is a whistleblower that came forward. On the tapes, they identified 240 of the same people going around the state, stuffing ballot drop boxes between 2 and 5 a.m. Not 8 p.m. at night, not 10 a.m. Between 2 and 5 a.m. where they were emptying backpacks out and dropping 10, 15, 20, 100 ballots into a drop box. Totally illegal. Now, they also commercially checked phone records against all this. And here's what they found. They got 240 people doing this on tape over and over and over. But here's the bottom line, right? The one whistleblower that came forward because allegedly his mom said, look, what you're doing was wrong. You need to be honest about it. Own up to it. He wow. said that he was paid $10 a ballot. I just want you to do the math here. He was paid $10 a ballot, and he made $45,000 between November 3rd and the runoff. Two elections, he made $45,000.
No evidence of any kind of cheating or stealing or theft in that 2020 presidential election. Of course, that's what we've heard from the propagandists and the media from start to finish. Here we are, what, a year on, more than a year, 14 months, and you've got 240 caught on tape. So they're videotaped. It's the same people. They're dumping ballots into the boxes in Georgia in the wee hours of the night, 2 to 5 a.m., and now you've got a witness, or rather one who's come forward and confessed his crime. He made $45,000 for processing or harvesting 4,500 ballots. And he's just one of about 240. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We certainly appreciate you joining our growing audience, our ever-growing audience. Thanks to our broadcast partner, CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3 on their platform. That gets you the live audio stream. But for the live video stream, you have to go to our website. It's offered exclusively there at thetrumpet.com. Just go to thetrumpet.com/live, and you get to the live stream of this show every weekday morning here in Oklahoma, 11 a.m., and at noon on the East Coast, 9 a.m. out West. And you'll have to make the adjustment yourself if you listen from abroad. We have so much to get to on today's show. A lot more on the mass formation psychosis that we've been talking about, especially on yesterday's show, following on what Dr. Robert Malone has said about the lies that masses of people are consuming. His point has to do primarily with the vaccine, but you see the same mass formation psychosis with respect to the 2020 presidential election. No evidence, no evidence, no evidence, as all of this evidence just continues to turn up. And now someone coming forward, his mom urging him, you've got to step forward and speak the truth. You've got to admit what you did. There's a good bit of parenting. And yet Joe Scarborough, he's not going to be interested in this. He's not going to be talking about this. If it's so bad that Brad Raffensperger is now looking into it and investigating this, then you know there must be corruption top to bottom. This is from Just the News. Georgia authorities have launched an investigation into an allegation of systematic ballot harvesting during the state's 2020 general election and subsequent U.S. Senate runoff. So not just the presidential election, But the Senate runoff that gave the Democrats two Democrat senators in that January 2021 runoff, they cheated in both. You can see why they want ballot harvesting, not just in California. You see what it does to that state. You've got Gavin Newsom from here on out. He's in there for eternity if he were to live that long. They just harvest away. But in most states, it's illegal. And it's so clear-cut in Georgia. You can't do it. And you certainly can't receive payment to do it. $45,000 to harvest 4,500 votes. What did Donald Trump lose, quote-unquote? What did he lose Georgia by? I forget, 15,000, 20,000 votes? Not that much. I mean, this is, as it says there, systematic. I mean, it's just right through the system in these Democrat machines, these Democrat strongholds. Is anyone listening? They wanted it. Raffensperger, he wanted it to go away as well. Governor Kemp, they just wanted it to go away. Even as they went on television or were quoted in books saying things like, yes, it was perfect. There was nothing wrong with it. Gabe Sterling, all of them. Jeff Duncan, all of the Georgia officials, all of the Republicans, the rhinos, Republicans in name only. Yeah, all the evidence was there. They just wouldn't look at it. They wouldn't examine it. And now we're 14 months on. You wonder what Raffensperger is going to do with this. The evidence is just being handed over to him. It says here, Georgia law strictly prohibits third-party activists from picking up and delivering ballots on behalf of voters, a tactic called harvesting. Georgia law, if anybody cares about it, Georgia law strictly prohibits activists from doing this. You can see why they're so terrified of going back to voting practices pre-pandemic. They had all the mail-in ballots out there by the millions, about 100 million of them mailed out nationwide. So it was no problem for the activists to go out and find some people, quote unquote, and then just dump the ballots into the box at 2 a.m. Who's going to notice? Well, the video actually captured it, or the cameras captured the video. And now you've got someone coming forward confessing. You've got an actual witness. Yeah, I made $45,000 at $10 per ballot. Well, like John Frederick said there on Steve Bannon's show, do the math. Do the math. We're talking about millions and millions of dollars paid out so that Joe Biden could become the most popular president in the history of the United States. Says here, Raffensperger, who is seeking re-election in 2022. Well, isn't that an interesting wrinkle to this story? Raffensperger is now up for re-election. How often have we seen politicians change their tune during an election year? All of a sudden, now he tends to agree with Donald Trump. Now he thinks, well, maybe we better look into this. Last year, not so much. Never Trumpers. All of them. Weak Republicans. All of them. And they know the way people in Georgia feel. This is why Jeff Duncan decided not to even run for his office again. Raffensperger, who's seeking re-election in 2022, led a successful effort in 2019 to strengthen Georgia's prohibition against harvesting ahead of the 2020 presidential election. So he strengthened it according to the laws, the rules, but then behind closed doors, he caved in to pressure from Stacey Abrams and others. Hey, it's got to be mail-in ballots across the board. And then, of course, they send out the activists, even though it violates Georgia law. It strictly prohibits it. But hey, the mail-in ballots, they're all over the place. We've got the activists who are willing to be paid off. and we'll just dump them into the boxes at 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. No problem. We'll get away with it. This is the way they think. This is the way they operate. And then the masses, they just go right along. Mass formation psychosis. The masses, really, I should stress, the masses of elites, the masses in the media, and of course, they've got a lot of followers as far as ordinary Americans are concerned. But there's also quite a lot of people that see what's happened here. They may not get it on MSNBC, but they can read this story from Just the News. They can tune into a popular podcast like Steve Bannon. They can listen to John Frederick's radio show. It says here, according to interviews and documents reviewed by Just the News, Raffensperger's office received a detailed complaint from conservative voter integrity group True the Vote on November 30th. So we heard about that several weeks ago. All the video footage, the cameras that caught the activity, the illegal activity. You can't do it. You cannot harvest ballots. So there's no reason why anyone should show up at 3 a.m. and dumping in 300-400 ballots into a drop box. And yet it happened. And they followed at least 240 people that were doing it around the county. On video. 240 different people dumping backpacks. They've got phone records. And now they've got a human being who's confessed to the illegal activity. He's confessed. And it's all handed to Raffensperger. It's not Raffensperger turning this up. It's a third party conducting their own independent investigation. Raffensperger's in charge of the elections in Georgia. And he did nothing. But now it's an election year. Now he's up for re-election. Now he's getting more serious about investigating rampant voter fraud. Systematic. That's what it says in Just the News. He got all of this on November 30th. And then now this. Says the group informed the secretary its evidence included video footage from surveillance cameras placed by counties outside the drop boxes, as well as geolocation data from cell phones of more than 200 activists seen on the tapes purportedly showing the dates and times of the ballot drop-offs. The group also said it interviewed a Georgia man who admitted he was paid thousands of dollars to harvest ballots in the Atlanta metropolitan area during the November election and the lead up to the January 5 runoff for Georgia's two U.S. Senate seats. It's right around the Atlanta area. I wonder who the ballots voted for. I wonder what the name on the ballot said in the greater Atlanta metropolitan area. You think they voted for Donald Trump and those two Republican senators that got voted out? All of these ballots. No wonder Democrats are not just terrified of looking back. You see what they orchestrated on January 6th last year. As more and more of that is exposed, these FBI informants. They even subpoenaed Ray Epps and I forget the Antifa guy's name. Another one that was a plant from the FBI. One of these Trump supporters that spent time in prison in the jail in Washington, D.C. during his trial. His lawyers are here. They're calling for Ray Epps and these other guys to testify. Make them answer for the fact that they're on video, leading, causing the incitement. They're the instigators. They're the ones being paid by CNN in the case of the Antifa guy. They're all in on it, and it's being exposed, isn't it? The mass formation psychosis. And they are terrified. I've noted these. I always look at these clips. I see them, and it just never ceases to amaze me how they can wax eloquent about voter fraud in the future, in 2022, in 2024. And yet they can't look back at 2020. We got to move on from that as fast as possible. Because they got away with the steal of the century. They got away with the steal of American history. Listen to Representative Eric Swalwell talking about the upcoming, not the last election, the upcoming election in 2000 or the end of 2022. Clip six.
Chris, I'm worried that if Republicans win in the midterm elections, that voting as we know it in this country will be gone. This is not only the most important election. If we don't get it right, it could be the last election, because they're also putting in place what I believe is a way to make sure that Donald Trump wins.
You mean like laws that say you can't harvest ballots? If the Republicans win, this is what it comes down to for them. If they win another election, that's it. That's it. No more democracy in the United States. No more free and fair elections. They say, even as they go about just obvious systematic theft, systematic fraud. I mean, that's particularly rich for Swalwell to say that. He's the one, by the way, in bed, literally in bed with a Chinese communist, or he was. Doesn't hurt his career to be compromised that way. Looking at it morally, looking at it with respect to just national security. Totally compromised. And there he is, speaking as an authority on the 2022 and 2024 election. If either of those go red, that's it. It's over for American democracy. Listen to this CBS commentator from yesterday, clip seven.
This is the most important midterm election in American history. We have January 6th coming up in just a day. And as you know, since the profoundly challenged elections of 2020, no lessons have been learned at all in the United States. The country is much more divided, and a large number of Americans, some 64% in an NPR poll yesterday, said they thought the United States democracy was in crisis. And the midterm elections, especially if you have a significant win for a Trump-led Republican Party, means that 2024 is going to be seen as illegitimate and potentially a constitutional crisis.
2024 is illegitimate, he says, in January of 2022. They know if it was a steal in 2016. They can look back. They can look back in that case. And they know if it's a steal in 2024. They just know. I mean, this is the psychosis that Dr. Malone's talking about. They can divine these things. My father's written about that before. We're in the new age of will worship. Just worship the will. Never mind the truth. Never mind the facts. You just believe what we tell you about the election, about the runoff, about the pandemic, about masks, about the vaccine. Another 25-year-old athlete, by the way. He dies on the pitch. He dies of a heart attack. This happens all the time, I guess. MSNBC this morning. In the first half hour of Morning Joe, They've definitely got to mention the Republican from California who spoke out about vaccine mandates and wasn't jabbed. They've definitely got to work that into their programming that she now died of COVID. The point is, she died of COVID because she didn't get the vax. So they mentioned this one case. I mean, people do die of COVID. That's true. But they've got to work in that one case And meanwhile, there's 21,000 reported cases of vaccine deaths in the United States, and not one of them, I venture to say, has been mentioned on Morning Joe. Not one. Mass formation psychosis. You just believe what we say. You believe what we tell you. It doesn't matter what science or studies or doctors like Robert Malone say. Listen to the fake president from yesterday perpetuating the lie that he's been telling for an entire year. Clip one.
So there's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So we got to make more progress. We have deployed, I should say, hundreds of military doctors and nurses to staff the hospitals in our states that are overrun and overworked because of unvaccinated COVID-19 patients primarily.
So a pandemic of the unvaccinated, and it's the unvaccinated that are overrunning hospitals across the United States. Two lies, audacious lies. This is from the National Pulse. It says nearly 80% of reported cases of the Omicron variant in Germany occurred in fully vaccinated individuals. 80%. I mean, is it different in Germany than the United States of America? We're talking about the same virus, Omicron, that's sweeping across Europe. It's sweeping across the United States, and study after study shows that the majority of people coming down with COVID are fully jabbed. They've been vaccinated. And it doesn't matter to the fake president. He just gets up and says the same thing. It's like a broken record. Because he knows a lot of people will believe it because he says it. And that's it. This study coming out of Germany doesn't matter. This is not science. Not according to Dr. Fauci. It says 1,097 unvaccinated people and 4,020 vaccinated people now comprise the cohort analyzed in the paper. This new data still shows that the overwhelming majority, 78.6% of cases occurred in vaccinated people. It says here 4,020 people who reported contracting Omicron in the study. Well, it goes and talks about some figures that it had reported previously. And I guess the study came out and revised it downward slightly. But it's still 80%. 80%. 80%. Listen to Tucker. Well, at first, just listen to Geraldo Rivera. He's a prominent commentator on Fox News. And he felt pretty confident that the vaccine would protect him. This is clip five.
I am vaccinated to Moderna shots, then boosted with the Pfizer booster. I thought for sure that I was immune. I've been very hard on the unvaccinated, as Dana suggests. I eat some humble pie in that regard. Yes, I came back with a scratchy throat. I insisted I didn't need a test because I was vaccinated and boosted. I take the test. Erica's negative, and I am positive. It was shocking to me. It was in some ways embarrassing. I didn't quite know how to respond to it.
A lot of other people know how to respond, no problem. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That's all you need to know, Geraldo. And it doesn't even matter that you got the COVID, because we've got an answer for that now, too. You're a lot less likely to die. You're a lot less likely to come down with severe COVID because you're double jabbed, because you got the booster. So just believe us. There's at least one who's honest, saying that, honestly, I didn't quite know what to say. It was embarrassing. I thought I was protected. How many prominent celebrities, athletes? I mean, you know all about the outbreaks in the NHL, the NBA, the NFL. And these are all leagues that have virtually demanded that you get the jab. The case of New Jersey, or Brooklyn, I guess. Kyrie Irving couldn't even play for a while. Then they got a little desperate. Now they need him for their road games. But these are leagues that a large majority of the players in are fully vaxxed. And they're all getting the COVID. Then you have the study out of Germany that I read to you just a moment ago. Listen to Tucker Carlson. He plays the clip of Joe Biden telling that whopper of a lie. And then listen to how Tucker responds to it. Clip two.
We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot. So there's no excuse. No excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
So there he is haranguing you again, this creepy old guy, scolding you. Virtually everyone in the country has already had the vaccine, and they've all got COVID. So this is the point where he's just lying, or he's so out of it that he has no idea. But we looked at the science today, and every available piece of it contradicts flatly what you just heard. So a recent study of the Netherlands, for example, found that so-called secondary attack rate, that means the spread of COVID within a household, is higher in double-vaccinated individuals than in the unvaccinated. That would be a pandemic of the vaccinated, just for the record. Not attacking anyone, that's the science. Meanwhile, in Canada, researchers just concluded, quote, we also observed negative vaccine effectiveness against Omicron among those who had received two doses compared to unvaccinated individuals. Oh, wait a second. So if you didn't get the vax, you're less likely to get the new variant of COVID? That's what the data are telling us. But Joe Biden doesn't want to deal with reality because it wouldn't give him power over you. He couldn't fire people. So instead, he kept on spreading lies, what we call misinformation.
The spreaders of misinformation, they're given the largest platforms of all on social media, big tech, big media. They control the White House. They control the House. They've got a slim majority in the Senate. And like my father has said, what we're seeing is what they're willing to, they are willing to do and say anything to maintain their grip, their stranglehold on power. They will tell you one thing today and something exactly the opposite tomorrow, and then to your face say, I never lied. I never got it wrong. I was right yesterday. I'm right today. I'm always right. Will worship. Mass formation psychosis stems from worship of the will. And that stems from worshiping demons. It's in Colossians 2. He says there, I mean, if he starts telling you the truth, I mean, he's not going to be able to hold on to power. And that's what they want. They want power. They want control. They want to tell you what to do. Listen to this medical guest on CNN just yesterday, clip three.
When you're fighting a war, you need all hands on deck. I don't want to reject those who still haven't done the right thing. I'll condemn them. I'll shame them. I'll blame them. But I don't want to exclude them. They've got to come around. We can penalize them more. We can say, you got to pay more on your hospital bill if you weren't vaccinated. You can't get life insurance or disability insurance at affordable rates if you aren't vaccinated.
Can you believe these people? You see who the enemy is. The enemy is their political opponents. And if it's the political opposition, you can condemn them. You can shame them, blame them. You can penalize them. They can pay more. Maybe they don't even need life insurance. Maybe we should prevent them from getting life insurance. Because they're a danger. They're a threat. They're gonna commit. Do you ever notice that to these communists, everything is violent except for actual violence. Everything is dangerous except for actually something that's dangerous. They just make it up. And then when it's not as violent as they say it is, well, they say as much as I played for you the other day, Brian Stelter. Look, just listen to us. The video doesn't make it look as violent as it really, really was. So we're here to tell you it was super duper violent. And then the violence, the murder, the mayhem, the burning, the looting. Now that's peaceful. Will worship. That's what we've been calling it for years and years and years. And good for Dr. Malone to come around now and to say, look, what we're seeing is a new age of mass formation psychosis. He didn't use the term new age. We've used that. That was in the May issue of the Trumpet 18, 19 months ago. A new age, a dangerous new age, my father said, of worshiping the will. Here's a commentator saying, yeah, we need to target them. We need to persecute them. We need to condemn them. You've got the leader of France, Macron. He used a curse word to say how much contempt he had for the unvaxxed and how much he really wants to, he wants to anger them. He wants to go after them. That's the way world leaders are treating the unvaxxed in the Philippines. There's a new rule in and around Manila where you've got to lock down the unvaccinated. You heard what Joe Biden just said. Emmanuel Macron, I mentioned his comment. Justin Trudeau in Canada, he recently said, we're not going to tolerate the unvaccinated. I mean, you see where this is going. You've heard some of the sound bites from those premiers in Australia, the crazy lady in New Zealand. The way that they think these are deranged lunatics who are drunk on power. And they're not in the least bit interested in science, the science that Tucker just mentioned there. In the Netherlands, in Canada, in Germany, in the NHL, in the NBA, in the NFL. None of it matters. What matters is what they say. That's all that matters. That's all that's ever mattered. When we come back, we'll get into more statements from Dr. Robert Malone. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. You can email the program, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Every particle of human suffering, unhappiness, misery, and death has come solely from the transgression of God's immutable law. Obedience to God's law liberates us from all unhappiness, pain, and suffering. It frees us from captivity, from spiritual slavery. Obeying God's commandments guarantees a life overflowing with joyful abundance. For much more on this subject, request a free copy of The Ten Commandments. When you make your request, don't forget to enroll in the Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course. This 36-lesson course is a distance learning program that will help you to get to know your Bible. Each month, you will receive a lesson that guides you in discovering the answers to life's most important questions, all from your own Bible. Your enrollment has already been paid for. Enroll today. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com.
The Trumpet Daily.
My name is Robert Malone. I'm a physician and a scientist, but more importantly, I'm a father and a grandfather. I'm vaccinated for COVID, and I'm generally pro-vaccination. I've devoted my entire career to developing safe and effective ways to prevent and treat infectious diseases. Before you inject your child, a decision that is irreversible, I wanted to let you know the scientific facts about this genetic vaccine, which is based on the RNA vaccine technology I created. The first is that a viral gene will be injected into your parent's cells. This gene forces your child's body to make toxic spike proteins. These proteins often cause permanent damage in children's critical organs. These organs include their brain and nervous system, their heart and blood vessels, including blood clots, their reproductive system, and most importantly, this vaccine can trigger fundamental changes to their immune system. The most alarming point about this is that once these damages have occurred, they are irreparable. They cannot be reversed. You can't fix the lesions within their brains. You cannot repair heart tissue scarring. You cannot repair a genetically reset immune system.
That's the doctor that was interviewed by Joe Rogan, and since that time, a whole host of others in conservative media, pretty far to the right-wing media. He's not going to make it. He's not going to make it on most of the Fox programs. I guess he was on with Laura Ingraham. But you look at this man's resume. I mean, he's the creator of the mRNA technology. That's what led to the vaccines, and he's taken the vaccine. He's not an anti-vaxxer. Never has been. He's worked his entire life to develop this kind of technology and these kinds of drugs. 35 years studying or working where? University of California, Northwestern University, Feinberg School of Medicine, Harvard Medical School, University of Maryland, Kennesaw State University, the Salk Institute for Biological Studies, Epivax, Etheric Pharmaceutical, Alchem Laboratories, and the United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases. He's a fairly educated man. Let's just put it that way. He's devoted his whole life to this, but if he goes against the narrative, he is blotted out of Twitter. Twitter most likely deleted him because of that video you just saw right there. And what is he doing? He's saying, look, I took the vax, but don't give it to children. Not until it's been tested. Not until we've had a little bit more time. Listen again to Dr. Malone, clip 11.
We need at least 5 years of testing and research before we can really understand the risks. Ask yourself, as a fellow parent, if you want your child to be part of the most radical experiment in human history, there's no benefit for your children or your family to be vaccinating your children against the small risks of the virus.
That's right. The risk to children, the greater risk is the drug, the experimental gene therapy, the spike protein. That's why we're seeing so many young people collapse on ball fields. COVID poses no risk. And yet every day, the stormtroopers, I cannot believe, I'm gobsmacked that the five-year-olds aren't jabbed. That only 14%, we got to get them all jabbed. It wasn't that long ago, as I've pointed out before on this show, when maybe 50, 75, 100 adverse reactions to a new drug would kill the drug. In this case, you've got well over 1 million adverse reaction reports filed and over 21,000 deaths. And let's not even get into some of the other, as he said, the problem with this is if you have an adverse reaction, in so many cases, it's not, you can't correct it. You've got it for life. You've got it permanently. And yet parents and grandparents on MSNBC and elsewhere, they don't even bat an eye. Get the five-year-old jabbed. Put on the double mask. It's just what we do. Got to follow the science, right? They're not interested in the science. They really aren't. They're interested in will worship. You just do what we say. Dr. Malone, I played this clip for you yesterday. He calls this the most massive, globally coordinated propaganda and censorship campaign in the history of the human race. And the mere fact that he's been deleted from Twitter, it makes his point for him. It's the most massive, globally coordinated propaganda and censorship campaign in the history of the human race. That's the dangerous new age of worshiping the will. That's what we're talking about. He calls it the mass formation psychosis. Everybody just goes along. And they wave science, or they at least talk about it. They say the word. Dr. Fauci says, I'm just following the science. But this isn't a case of the scientific facts winning out. This is will worship. And how many people are benefiting from the deep pockets in Big Pharma? How many are being paid off? We heard last week about that Harvard professor. Paid off by the communist Chinese. Fauci himself. We'll talk about how that we've collaborated. We have collaborated with the Chinese communist. I mean, not, did I say communists? I meant scientists. We have collaborated with them for years. That clip I played yesterday, by the way, one of our viewers said, that comment on Fauci saying we escaped the outbreak or the pandemic. It was referring to, you know, COVID-1 from many, 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 many years ago. But as the viewer noted, really what Fauci admitted in that soundbite was that, hey, we've been working with the Chinese communists for decades. And we're glad that we have. We're really happy with that relationship. We can trust the communists in China. We can trust the Chinese communists that work in those laboratories. What we can't trust, who we can't trust, is anybody that would disagree with what we say. Anybody that, like Dr. Malone, doesn't matter his background, doesn't matter the fact that he's studied this for 35 years. Doesn't matter that he's the creator of the technology. None of that matters because he's not compliant. He's not embracing the cause. He's not delivering the narrative, the message. He won't submit to will worship. He can't be brainwashed. The Apostle Paul, this is in Colossians 2, I've mentioned this. It says, let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of demons. That's what it should read in the King James. Worshiping of demons, intruding into those things which he has seen, it should read, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind. Verse 23 says, which things have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship. This is the Apostle Paul in Colossians 2 showing what happens when you worship the human will. As I say, it's not about science or facts or truth at all. It's about worshiping human will. And what Paul is saying is that when you do that, it leads right to worshiping demons. Because you put all the other scriptures together with Colossians 2. The fact that 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that Satan is the god of this world. The fact that Revelation 12:9 says that Satan has deceived the whole world. And the fact that Ephesians 2 and verse 2 says that Satan, as prince of the power of the air, has just surcharged the air with his attitudes, with his ideas, his impulses, his thoughts. They're all over the place. They're everywhere. It's a kind of mass formation psychosis. Or as my father wrote 18, 19 months ago, It's a dangerous new age of worshiping the will. What is it? What is it that we need to inoculate ourselves against this type of will worship? It's the truth. Forget about vaccines. It's the truth. So when a witness comes forward and confesses, or a criminal really, comes forward to confess his crime, when video footage captures over 200 activists just dumping ballots into ballot drop boxes, when cell phone data can track these operatives as they work their way in and around Atlanta to rig the election, to swing the state over to Biden, then truth tellers, they proclaim that message. They expose that fraud, those crimes. This is the only way that we can protect ourselves from will worship. We have to tell the truth. And it doesn't matter if people hate you for it or if they even throw you in jail. Paul said, when Paul wrote a good many of his writings while he was in jail, 4 to 5 years of his 30-year ministry were spent in jail. And Paul said in one of his letters, look, they can lock me up, but they can't lock up the truth. They can blot out Robert Malone, but can they blot out the truth? Well, they're trying to, but God won't let it happen. God's not going to let them get away with it. God's exposing them. And he's not doing it, you should know, because one side in America is right and the other side is wrong. He's doing it to give all of us one last opportunity to turn to him in repentance and faith, to turn to him humbly and to acknowledge that it's not in man to direct his own steps. Jeremiah 10, verses 23 and 24, I think it is. It's just not in man. We need, as I've covered on recent programs, we need the power of God's Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with it. We need to view events in this world the way God views them. We need to see God. We need to seek God. We need to bury our minds, our hearts, our lives into the truth of God. We need to put on the whole armor of God. All of it. We need all of it. Study Ephesians 6 and see how Paul emphasizes that word whole. We need the entire armor all over us. We need the sword of truth. We need to pray in the Spirit. We need the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. We need all of that protection because there's enemies all around us. There's enemies everywhere. There's lies and deception all over the place. Victor Davis Hanson, he had a piece just recently about, what was the title? Truths We Dare Not Speak. In 2021, says at the end of this second terrible year, we're left only with ironies. Vaccinations are a must for soldiers and federal employees, but no barrier to entry for 2 million illegal aliens. You've got to get it in the military, although there was one judge, one sane judge that ruled in the favor of, I think they were sailors in the Navy, who basically took the Biden people and the Biden policies to court. You can't force us to jab. And one judge, and he's not alone, there have been quite a few that have said the same thing. It's going up to the Supreme Court now. But as Victor Davis Hanson brings out, what does it say about the world we're living in? What does it say about our nation when, if you're in the military, you have to get the jab? But if you're 2 million illegal aliens, no jab, no problem. We'll fly you to Pennsylvania. We'll take you to Georgia. We'll send you to Florida. We'll spread you all out all over the country. Because in your case, spreading the COVID is just fine. It suits other purposes. And the bottom line is we'll worship. We're right. We know. We worship the will. What does this say about our nation? It says that America is suffering from mass formation psychosis. Hansen says, if you're vaxxed, you're safe. But if your antibody level is even higher from natural immunity, you're not safe. These are lessons we've learned from 2021. If you get COVID, you're on your own, given the government has no idea what affordable pill you should swallow or what protocol you should follow. We can't talk about hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. We certainly can't recommend zinc or vitamin A, vitamin D, or just getting outside, getting fresh air, sunlight. If you get the COVID, you're on your own. What that means, well, if you got the vax, it means that it's probably going to be mild. But if you didn't get the vax and you get the COVID, oh, the only message we have for you is you should have gotten the vax. And you need to be punished. You need to be persecuted. There are hospitals. There are doctors. And not a few that basically don't treat COVID patients. It's just basically the hard drug. I think it's remdesivir or something it's called. And then the ventilator, which is basically a death sentence. And as Robert Malone has exposed, as he has made known, and a few others have too, these doctors, these hospitals, they're taking in a lot of government subsidies. If you get them on a ventilator, that's more cash for the hospital. Never mind if the patient dies. Social distancing and masks are vital, Victor Davis Hanson says. Unless you go out on the street protesting in concert with BLM or are a California official dining at the French Laundry or a liberal politician getting your hair done. In those cases, you can go maskless. But in all other cases, put on not just one mask. Put the surgical and the cloth mask on, as we heard yesterday. It says here, those Americans who love the free cash for staying home fear that the money they got might help to explain why it's now less valuable. This is the world of America, 2022 now. Those Americans who claim moral superiority for their masks and three shots and still got COVID cannot decide whether they were lied to by Donald Trump, lied to by Joe Biden, or simply lied to themselves. Those Americans who praise defunding the police and excuse looting, arson, and violence are pondering whether it's better to renounce their idiocy or to stay quiet and take one more carjacking, one more assault, one more break-in for the cause. See, like I say, these communists call everything violent except for actual violence. I had a story in the first segment. I had to skip over all these convicts let out of prison, let out of jail, on bail, in just one county around Houston, Texas. This is a red state. Something like 140 of them that have murdered people. Just like the man in Waukesha. Got out of jail on $1,000, I think it was. Mowed down six people, and you turn on Morning Joe, and it's as if that violence never happened. But you'll hear a lot about violence, quote unquote, tonight, tomorrow, all through this anniversary, January 6th. Mass formation psychosis, to use Dr. Malone's language, to use the trumpet's language, a dangerous new age of worshiping the will. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us today. And we'll see you tomorrow.